Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris.
Do it.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? I'm Chris Fairbanks.
I'm Karen Kilgariff.
Karen is...
I'm driving.
She's doing a U-turn right now.
Is it here?
I'm looking at our... It is here. We are here to pick up Mike Kaplan at Hollywood Center Studios. And I believe he's recording the program at midnight. And we're going to grab him and take him to LAX where he has a flight. We don't have much time. I don't cut it this close with my flights.
I think this is incredibly exciting as an episode, not only because it's a pick-up, drop-off. Usually we're a pick-up.
So far,
drop off.
So far we've been, and I'm glad you differentiated between a pickup drop off and a pickup
drop off.
Usually we are picking people up at LAX,
right,
and dropping them off at home. This time we're picking them up at an actual a gig of employment,
a real Hollywood event, the At Midnight show.
I don't know why there aren't spotlights crossing in the sky right now, and there's a beautiful full moon for it.
It's a huge moon.
It would be beautiful. If there was right now some spotlights crossing and that moon, I don't see one reason Batman wouldn't show up.
Maybe that's why there's not spotlights crossing.
You don't want to accidentally summon the
Ben
supernatural.
Affleck. Yeah.
Ben Affleck, the lesser-known actor, the most forgettable of Batman, and that is who flies out your mouth.
You don't... Affleck out the mouth. You don't want that
yourself. It'd be bad enough just if Chris O'Donnell showed up.
Ugh.
The less popular Robin. Okay,
What if he took a limo out to this car? That'd be so awesome.
It would be great, because we would see... We can see from here across the street here at Hollywood Center Studios, the exit door. It would be great to see Mike Kaplan get into a limo and then drive over to us. Kind of like one of those short-range gunfights in Naked Gun.
You know what I was going to say is it'd be something you would see in a Steve Martin movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Very finger on the pulse of what it is to live in Los Angeles and how we don't walk and how stars want to be stars and...
Specifically the Steve Martin movie, L.A. Story.
L.A. Story.
Yeah.
Where the people would walk up and get the money out of the ATM, and then the one guy would walk up and... Hi, I'm going to be your robber today.
There's so much parody in that movie that I can really relate to now because I live here.
We're both so distracted because it's so anticipating... Mike Kaplan getting into this car that it's hard to focus.
And I'm excited for you to be driving, Karen, because in the past I've driven and it is distracting to talk and think and drive all at once. Usually I'm just thinking and driving. Sometimes I'm just driving, which it's important. A lot of times Karen and I have words of advice or wisdom for you. Mm-hmm. It's important to think while driving.
Yes, please definitely think with your brain. Use that brain. Try not to be in an ambient trance. That happens a lot with people driving. They
a
wake
lot of
up.
People, they'll be driving their vehicle and they're trying to use their passenger's brain.
Yep.
It's important to use your brain while driving.
Yeah, it's bad to do it the other way.
Those guys snuck up on me and I thought they were trouble, but
No, it just turns they're out just that well they were dressed. Their audience members at the Midnight Show.
At Midnight.
Really,
at Midnight. A show,
what they're about.
A show neither of us done. Am I right, Karen?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't do TV anymore. It's not for me.
Yeah. They haven't been knocking down my door either. But you know what? They hardly go door to door anymore.
Here comes Mike Kaplan running.
Here comes Mike Kaplan. He has got luggage.
Yes.
He's got what appears to be snacks for us.
Oh, a gift bag.
He's got a gift bag. He dove into traffic. He basically leapt into traffic. He's getting in on one side.
Look at him doing it for himself.
He knows exactly.
Hi, Mike. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. Is this where I should put things?
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
Oh, Mike. Mike. He got recognized on the street.
Mike, you have fans.
That was great. You have fans. Earlier, we thought those guys were going to mug us.
Hi.
And they were just fans of yours.
Hey, thank you.
Hey,
yes.
Mike. How are you?
Mike.
I'm great. Sorry I'm a little late. It went a little long.
It's Go quite all right. You. It's we have an airport to get you to.
Thank
you. How did it go?
I won.
Yay!
You won. That's great. I didn't know there was winners and losers on that show. I guess that reveals that I haven't watched much of it.
I mean, it's just everyone who plays is a winner, and everyone who doesn't watch is a loser.
Well, that's right.
Good start. Hey, making friends.
Hi.
Look, all you have to do to not be a loser is watch.
That was Merv Griffin's first slogan, I believe.
Do you know Merv Griffin wrote the theme songs to Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy?
Yes.
What is? Did you know the guy who did the voice for Tigger also invented the artificial heart?
What?
Is that true?
The wonderful thing about the guy who invented the artificial heart.
His artificial hearts are wonderful things.
Yeah.
Oh. I wish I could think of it. Did you
Oddly enough, the original fake heart, the top was made out of rubber.
And the bottom was made out of spring.
Yeah, that's how they installed it.
It was a slinky, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work. It was just a pig valve stuffed into a slinky originally.
With a Winnie the Pooh sticker on the outside of it. But still.
A piglet valve.
Oh, piglet valve.
So when do we start the podcast?
We are in the midst.
And hit record now.
I can't have any of that going out.
I have this Zoom recorder. You're on channel 2.
Oh,
Are you familiar with these things?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them all over the place.
Your voice, you're more vocal than me. I'm going to turn down your
little... Mike, you sound like you're getting a little hoarse. Have you been talking a lot? Have you been very busy?
You know, this is actually... I'm getting out of... This is the getting better phase of my... I started coming down with something about a week ago, and then I was a little sick, and then I went to Bridgetown and yelled at all the after parties.
So
and
fun.
And then came back to L.A., and I was like, oh, I have to go on TV and a podcast, and so get that throat coat.
Did you... were you at the parties yelling, everyone, please stop drinking so much?
Yeah, I was trying.
How was Bridgetown this year? I missed it.
It was really fun. I mean... It was fun for me in ways that it might not have been fun for everybody else. Like, they had fun also, but I tried DMT for the first time.
What's that?
It's a drug that exists in your brain, but not as much as I took, and also in the Amazon rainforest in the form of ayahuasca.
Oh, yes, I've heard of ayahuasca.
Oh, yes.
What... is that something you do at the after party or like in a hotel room with pillows all around you?
Exactly, a hotel room with pillows all around. It'll last 15 minutes, but you go to a faraway place and you come back immediately.
Where did you go?
Some sort of ancient biblical kind of hieroglyphic, like themed. Like look up on the internet, like pictures of art, like art that people create because they've... I should become a painter so I can show people I saw. But then it sort of disappears like a dream also.
That's... Ooh. And they kind of tell you that you're going to go to a place
It's scary and feels like dying also.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I think the idea is that your brain, when you do die, floods with DMT, so you do get all of these, so you feel like you're traveling, all this information is swirling around you, you feel like you're not in the same place, you're bigger, you're smaller, you're everything.
Right.
And you're afraid, but then you're okay, and then you're dead.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Say no more, I'm...
You're in?
Sign me up.
Let's do it on our drive.
Oh yeah, I got some right here.
What are you putting in my mouth?
I'm going to ancient Israel.
My life is already passing before me. I skipped the whole art part.
So Bridgetown and Other Dimensions were great.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, so, sorry, you don't have to implicate anybody, but, like, did you do it because people were there
Peer
and
pressure.
Had it and everyone was doing
it? I've been wanting to do it for a while, and my buddy, a comedian, who I don't think would mind that, he talks about how he loves it as well, has done it a double-digit number of times, Shane Moss.
Oh, Shane. I was going to guess Duncan Trussell.
Oh, yeah, he's a guy that would also, he's a great guess.
That's Shane Moss. Okay.
Close second.
Yeah. I thought Shane Moss, he's someone that has he's stopped drinking.
He no longer drinks, but he does go places in his mind.
Okay, well, I should do that too. And they have these things here where it's, you pay and it's like a sweat lodge and there's a leader and they guide you and...
Oh, yeah. I think you can have... So the way that we did the DMT is we smoked it, and then it lasts a very short amount of time. You can do it in a way where it lasts like 4.5 hours in a tea ceremony, and you have like a shaman leading you and a group of people. And I know people who've done that as well. And I'd like to do that, but it's also... Yeah.
It's like a tea party, except you're tripping surrounded by stuffed animals.
It's like the tea party with stuffed animals.
Yes, it's like the Boston Tea Party, except less political.
The last people you'd want to drop any kind of drug with are the tea party.
The tea party Muppets are Politickle Me Elmo.
Such a bummer. You smoked it, so it just was a quick one.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm truly fascinated by this.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about other things, but I can also talk about
Well, just because, do you feel like coming out on the other side, did you have some kind of like, oh my God, everything is different now feeling?
You know, not with this. Like, I've done other things. Like, mushrooms were my first drug love.
Sure.
Tried pot, didn't love it. Tried mushrooms. I'm like, oh yes, of course, this, everything, all different. Got it. We're all part of the same universe thing. Mm-hmm. All, you know, everything will die, but okay. And...
it makes you okay with dying? Because I need to do it then.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't want to die.
Oh, no, it'll be fine. You'll just be... remember when you were not born yet?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it'll just be like that.
Oh.
It'll just suck up until the moment.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, that's... Maybe you'll be afraid, but eventually you'll be not afraid.
Right, so you're saying when we die, nothing happens and our spirit ceases to exist.
I didn't say that. I just said it's the same as before you were born.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't remember what that was like.
That's what I'm saying. You just forget.
Oh, because I was a frog.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, when you're dead, you're a frog.
Okay, I got you.
Then you just get somebody to kiss you and you're a prince.
Oh, that's how it works.
Reincarnation.
So this is a Disney drug.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It really did. It does appear very cartoonishly. To me, like the swirling symbols were very bright colored and Disneyfied in a way.
Wow, do you remember any of the symbols, or was it just like general hieroglyphics?
No, I can't now tell any. I mean, like there was. I did for a little while think Shane was the devil. He was like, just stay down, just stay there, don't open your eyes. And I'm like, he's trying to help me because if you open your eyes, you do just come out of it.
You have to keep your eyes closed.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's fascinating.
It Otherwise, is. He becomes the devil.
That scares me a little.
So you just did this at an after party?
No, that was crowded, like four in the afternoon.
Wow.
Hotel room.
And then did you do a set that night?
Oh, yeah. Did three sets that night.
Oh, and how did it... Do you think it affected your comedy in any way?
You know, it didn't... I thought about talking about it, but it really... Not that it didn't affect me at all, because I still wanted to process it. But
sure.
Usually when I do mushrooms, I'll do it, like, say, in the morning, and then it'll last, you know, until the afternoon, and then I'll go get dinner, and then I'll go to a show, and I'll still be, like, a little... Not buzzed from the mushrooms, but confident about everything that I thought when I was on them.
Yeah.
I'll go tell an audience, here's what I discovered today. And, like, I love doing that with mushrooms. And then, you know, half of the stuff is garbage, and half of the rest of the stuff is, like, philosophy and not comedy. And
right.
Half of the rest of it is, like, okay, comedy.
Wow.
Nice.
That's terrific.
And then half of that, and then I keep going. Half
So you would do it, and then did you, like, write things down?
No, I didn't write anything for the DMT.
Okay.
I could keep it, like, you can talk while you're doing it. Like, Shane would, you can have your eyes closed, but, like, auditorily, you can. We listen to, like, this trippy, like, a band writes music specifically for DMT trips.
Oh, you're kidding.
I forget what band it is, but if you look up, they have a song called DMT, and it's meant to be perfectly timed so that, and it's, the idea is, like, if you listen to stuff, Shane was saying, if you listen to stuff that you... understand and know and expect what it's going to be like, then that'll shape your trip in ways that don't, you know, that aren't as legitimate because you'll be hearing the song and knowing what's coming.
Right.
But if you do with this music, like, they have, like, lots of weird, unexpected stuff. And so that also definitely, it was kind of like devil-y music.
Oh, wow.
But then when you had that fear of that he was the devil, was there a rational part of your mind that
yes.
was like, just roll with it?
Yeah, I was like, I trust Shane. He's my friend. But then I was like, but why? How do we really know anybody? You know? I don't trust myself. Why did I do this? You know? Definitely there was some of that.
Wow.
See, I'm someone that gets paranoid for no reason.
Oh,
and
then maybe
I have trouble with marijuana even.
Oh, I'm not a huge fan of marijuana.
Okay, yeah, me either.
Yeah.
We're friends.
But marijuana, I mean, it just makes me think I should check my bank account. Maybe I should call my mother. Are you a cop? That kind of paranoia. But
it is.
I've also enjoyed it.
I don't like doing it with a lot of people around, like at a party, because it just sort of slows my brain down.
Right, right.
I'm fine to do it like with one friend, like watching something I don't care about.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
That's like you and I, remember when I rolled that, what I thought was a spliff at that house party?
Uh-huh.
The Power of Violence guys had that house party last summer. Yeah. And I thought it was just like a little light, you know, pot.
Oh, sure.
Pot cigarette. Very, very passing, mild, just Chris and I.
Just like it was the 70s.
Literally 4 minutes later, we're both staring at each other, and I was like, I think I put way too much pot in this cigarette. And then we just kind of split apart. Oh. And remember that? And then I had to talk to some guy about his soccer team for 20 minutes before I could come back down.
Yeah, that's the other thing about being high. I don't know how to stop other people from talking.
Well, I clung to that guy. It was like he saved my life because I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown.
To do drugs properly, you have to know what the drugs are. If you haven't done them before, like do them with, I think, fewer people, somebody who knows what they're doing, some sort of, you know, shaman or guru type.
Right.
And like, if it, you know, definitely
or at least
do.
Mike Myers in some kind of costume.
Exactly. Yeah, Cat in the Hat will do. Powers is fine.
Cat in the Hat would be the worst.
Love it, baby. Yeah. I mean, but at least with the Cat in the Hat, everything would be all a clutter in your head, and then it would be fixed right at the end.
That's right. Oh, you'd know it would be clean. That'd be so nice.
But yeah, you definitely like. If you haven't enjoyed a drug, then don't do it around lots of people. Like, do it in a controlled environment.
Yes,
certainly.
Nature's
for sure.
good.
Certainly.
Few people.
That's right.
Or like in a moving car, which I just only said that because I want to remind people that we're in a Honda.
Oh,
not my Honda.
Anybody.
Usually we're in a Honda. Mm.
That's right.
Accord. We're in Karen's Honda Fit.
We're in the Honda Fit.
What's this, an 08?
It is an 08.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you do that?
Well,
so
I just
weird.
Know my Hondas. Honda is, of course, a sponsor of our podcast.
That's right.
Sponda.
We wish it.
They're the Sponda.
Sponda's the Honda of our podcast.
Sponda's the Honda of my...
Honspansfast.
Honspast.
And you gave me, Mike, at least 8 different opportunities to pick you up and podcast in the car this week. Why were you in and out of town so frequently?
1.5 weeks ago, I flew to L.A. Because Brody Stevens, who does warm up for At Midnight, has embarked upon a little tour.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
I have been going in to fill in for him as the warm up guy there when he's been out of town. So I flew out here a week and a half ago, did the full week of warm up, then went to Portland for the Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
Indeed.
So I flew to Bridgetown, flew back, and now I'm flying back to New York.
Yes.
Because I'm done with this week, because I have shows on the East Coast for the weekend, then I do fly back here on Sunday and back home on Thursday.
That is so...
And back here in June, and then away, and then I don't know everywhere else.
It's not always like that for you. You travel a considerable amount.
I do some well-planned routing sometimes.
Yes, yes.
But this is basically for that, to pick up a cool job.
Right. Yeah, this is for the job, and also, fortunately, Bridgetown. Like, I've been to Bridgetown at least 4 or 5 times, and it is so much fun.
It is the funnest. I decided consciously not to go this year, or I forgot to submit.
So it's one or the other.
I just took this year off.
Did you hear about the, somebody took the Bridgetown, like they basically kind of stole the name, made a new Twitter handle, or got a Twitter feed going and pretended that they were Bridgetown.
No.
But nothing they were doing was, like, no one noticed until they started saying that there was going to be, they were going to give out comedy awards. And I saw that, and I thought it was from the real Bridgetown. I was like, that's kind of lame to give out awards. Like, how do they even know it's only 2 days in?
Yes.
And the whole thing was fake.
And they set it up way in advance?
I don't know. I heard it through Andy Wood's Twitter feed.
It
made me laugh.
A great idea or a dumb one. I'm not sure which.
I think it's
obviously a comic that is bitter. In L.A., a lot of people are paying attention to who's going to Bridgetown and who isn't. And if they don't get in, they kind of want revenge.
That's weird.
And what better way? Yeah, it is weird.
Well, it's like acting like you'll never get in. Like, if you don't get in the first time you try or whatever, like, you're just never going to, so fuck it.
If at first you don't succeed, start a fake Twitter.
Twitter feed. Yeah.
Start a bitter Twitter.
Twitter. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, my one big drug experience was at
Acid?
Bridgetown.
Oh.
No, it was mushrooms. But we were looking for that after party.
Ah. And you found all the party.
We found all the party in our head. There was a DJ. He was next to my eardrum.
DJ Eardrum was his name.
Oh, yeah. It was very aptly named. The ones and twos were my hammer and anvil. My hammer and anvil.
You know,
I'm going to get off up here.
Scramble the letters in eardrum, you get a murder.
Now there's a language school on the right. I'm going to go to it. Anyway, the driver turned on the train track.
Ah!
And he thought that you could drive along on them, thinking that we would clear them. Like it was...
Some places, that's true, maybe.
Yeah. And
not this place.
Like if it was paved on either side of the tracks, for instance. But
this was like a bridge, and you were just falling into the water.
Yeah, yeah. Would you care for a water?
Oh, thanks.
So the tires blew, and we were wedged into the tracks.
And you're on mushrooms?
We were all on mushrooms.
The driver included?
Me and Ari Shaver. Yeah, and I can't remember the dude driving. He's a nice guy.
A comedian?
Yeah, he's a comedian.
I was picturing like a chauffeur, like a limo driver.
I was picturing a driver.
No, driver, please.
We were in a Honda Civic.
Miss Daisy, who's driving, because it's the reverse. I don't know the other guy's name.
Yeah, yeah. Jessica Tandy was driving. She took it very well for an older woman on mushrooms. But we were wedged in there. And so I ran around and finally found the party. And, there's a homeless guy in the street. I was going to maybe get a few words from him.
Nope.
not a good idea.
Hey, please don't do that.
A sunny idea to pretend.
Anyway, I made it to the party. I grabbed 25 people and said, "Come now, someone's on the track." These were active tracks. There was lights blinking and stuff.
Attractive.
Yes, it was not very attractive at all.
I give myself a B.
And so we were lifting it off, and then the cops came and had their weapons drawn. And
yowza. Why?
Because a train showed up.
And they're going to shoot it?
They were going to shoot us until the cops said, "Why?" I thought you guys were up to something bad until I realized...
You were up to something dumb.
Yeah, it was just a car that had 25 friends from all walks of life trying to lift it. So this guy can't be a bad guy.
They have 25 friends.
Yeah, yeah, all from with different outfits.
More than 25 people never did something bad.
Because how comedians all dress differently.
depending on their type of comedy.
25 hoodies.
There's a couple girls in poodle skirts.
There's a dad comic in a sweater.
There's a dad guy with a mustache.
Was Cosby there?
An American man playing. Yeah, it was
Cosby, Seinfeld, Paul Reiser.
Yes, Bridgetown gets some huge... 80s comedians.
Comedians that can't carrying cars away from trains.
Oh, yeah.
So you are heading back to New York for now, or you're...
Yes, New York, tonight to tomorrow, then I go to Boston on Friday.
And that's just to go home, check on your car in Brooklyn, and pet your cat.
Exactly.
You do have a cat, right?
I don't have a cat.
Well, try and see if in your neighborhood there's a cat to pet.
There are cats.
I find that... have you seen cats? Speaking of New York.
Long time ago, yes.
Yeah, I haven't.
While it was on Broadway.
I haven't seen... do they have an off-Broadway Cats?
No. It's just gone now.
It's just... they do, but
an
it's...
off-Broadway Cats, and it's just cats.
Yeah, it's just cats in an alley.
It's just a famous deli.
Very nice. I was drinking water. I was going to say a deli.
That's the only way he could be stopped.
You and me, Chris.
I'm glad. I'm happy. I want to just thank you at the midway point for being on a podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me. No dilly-dallying here. Can I? Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, no. We aren't going to dilly-dally.
No, dilly-dally.
Oh, of course.
It's from before. It was a long time ago.
You wanted revenge.
It's from the cats.
Tried to do it. Yep.
You wanted revenge.
Yep.
You couldn't sit with my deli.
No.
No way.
You had to
do a new deli. I did it.
Well, I had to add a Papua New Guinea.
Are we on ayahuasca right now? Because it feels like it.
Oh, no.
It's true. I'm just trying to... I dosed you guys.
Yeah! Oh,
that explains everyone walking like an Egyptian. Bangles. Oh, I think
that's you can buy bangles at the deli.
Oh, yeah, of course you can.
Everything bangles?
And locks.
Everything. You have to be real careful. That's like you wish on a genie's lamp. You're like, I want everything bagels, and they hear everything bangles, and then you're, no, the
it's
music.
Susanna Hoffs covered in sunflower seeds. No.
And I'll have it with your combination locks. it's cream cheese and hummus. You guys.
Guys, listen.
I hate it when people are rattling off puns and then there's some uppity word comic that thinks puns are a lower form of art.
Name an uppity word comic. Like a...
Oh, you know, you're...
Some kind of a...
Some kind of a... Well, then I have to say
names. You don't want to name names.
I didn't think you were related.
I just know that I always looked up to the old Paul F. Tompkins, but one time, and I had a really pun-heavy act at the time, he said, puns are the worst form of comedy. I'd like to think that for a minute he forgot that I had a few of them.
I mean, it was nicer than him saying, you are the worst form of comedy.
Right.
He didn't say that.
No.
My mom used to always say, sarcasm is the lowest form of humor.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't at all. It's like, it's very high status mother.
Maybe she didn't like it when forms of comedy were used against her.
Yes, constantly and with eye rolling.
Yes, sarcasm is a great form of comedy, but when you use it with eye rolling against your mother, it suddenly...
It'll blow up right in
your face. It's lowbrow.
Suddenly all those outfits from Clothes Time aren't rolling in the way they used to.
Oh, look at Mike back there. He went to sleep.
I was listening to your story.
He said the trembles.
I was participating. Active listening.
Did you know that Mike was such a druggie?
Yeah. It's like he talked and then went right to sleep like a drug addict.
Oh, no, man.
I'm still talking. Did you turn my mic off?
Why are you sweating and trembling?
I gotta be picked up by your mics. There's no way you could not hear me. It's not soundproof.
He keeps talking about a dragon.
Yeah. Why does he keep mentioning these dream creatures?
It's impossible that this is making sense to anybody. Am I on drugs? Oh, my God.
Did you ever hear about that? If you burn fat that has... This used to happen to hippies all the time. They'd have acid stored in their fat when they did it, like, in the 60s. And then, like, years later, they'd lose weight, burn the fat, and re-dose themselves with the acid in their fatty tissue.
I like that. Yeah. It's like a reward for exercise.
Exactly. Isn't that the best?
An acid fat back.
Yes.
Oh, man. Man, I'm going to go to the gym.
How do you do it?
Or acid flash back fat.
Yeah.
acid flash back fat?
Yes.
I like it.
Each way it got done, I liked it.
It's
the best way to revisit Woodstock is at 24-Hour Fitness.
Food stock.
I've always said that. It is important to stock up on food.
Getting rid of that back fat.
There's the drug apocalypse.
It's coming.
This is an interesting route you've chosen, Karen. Well, is this La Cienega all the way?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to go right on Stalker.
You do that sometimes?
I did it this morning to return my rental car because I didn't want to return it tonight because I'm in this car.
Well, we appreciate you changing another portion here. Wait, you went
Stalker,
all the way with your rental car.
Yep.
Dropped it off.
Had a friend pick me up who was coming from the other direction, and we were going to hang out.
You wanted to hang out with that friend, too.
We were going to hang out whether or not I returned the car.
But you did it for us, didn't you?
I did Molly with that friend the other night.
Okay.
But not today. Today was a TV day.
Now, right. Molly's where you dip your finger in the blue stuff.
You know, it was a pill form, and I've done it a couple times, and I don't feel like it affects me.
I've only done it with people
that I care about, and I'm always just having a good time, and I'm a positive person regardless.
Okay, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I think
that's
I'm
what
the same
I did
way.
It with a bunch of friends at Coachella, and I had to pretend.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, we're having a great time.
Yeah, they were all riding on a magic carpet, and I was like, yeah, me too. Whoa, color! Everyone's face is so colorful, and I'm just lying and kind of annoyed with Grizzly Bear.
It's like that No Soap Radio joke, you know, that where you're just supposed to laugh at it, and then people who don't know it are supposed to just feel bad. That's not a nice joke.
That's a terrible prank.
I don't like pranks.
That happened to me when I tried ecstasy and was totally braced for some crazy experience, and the only feeling was a tingly scalp.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was nice.
That was it. And everyone else was like, I'm tripping out.
You could have saved money and bought a bottle of Desinex.
Desinex. Yeah, taking care of this problem.
A lot of people would say Head and Shoulders back there, Mike.
Nope.
Is it weird that our backs are to you?
I mean, that's how a car works.
Would you?
I think it would be weird if you were looking at me driving backwards.
Do you think...
You picked him up in a funny car.
Since I'm a passenger like you, though, just your advice being a podcast person.
Oh, you could have been in the back. I understand.
Yeah, I could have been back
but
there.
But isn't it kind of freeing to be able to... You're back there in the dark. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I didn't know. Right. I don't think either way would be bad. If you were back here, I would have been like, makes total sense.
And are you... Do you know anything about these Zooms? Am I doing this right?
I have no idea if you're doing it right. I
think I am. I think this probably sounds terrific.
We'll find out. Otherwise, come get me on Sunday.
Yeah, for real. What is the name of your podcast, Mike?
My podcast is Hang Out With Me.
And is it just you, or do you have a partner?
I host it, and then I generally have two guests, and sometimes I have three guests, but it's on the Keith and the Girl Network. Do you guys know those guys? They're great.
Are they a band?
Nope. They're a band of merry pranksters.
And they have an extended library.
They do. There's a lot of people that have podcasts on their network.
I'm saying a real thing.
It's in
a word library.
I see your joke and lower it.
A book library.
KeithTheGirl.com/hang.
I've done it twice. One time with Henry Phillips.
A live one out here, right?
I call him Henry Hinman Phillips.
the Hinman,
One time with Howard the Cape Man Kramer.
Hinman was in Bridgetown. I had him on my Mike Kaplan and Friends show. It was a super duper one.
Yeah.
Henry's so great.
He's the funniest.
My best pal.
So good.
Let's get him to the airport.
Let's get him.
Let's get him out of here.
Yeah, he's
so let's great. Go he's get him out. And bring him to your flight.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's got to have a shit gig coming up in Peoria or something. Oh, there I am. He's my friend, so I can razz him.
Yeah, you just shit right on him.
He does Peoria, so I'm razzing him.
I like performing in Peoria.
I played the college in Peoria once.
There's
a comedy
jukebox. Is a club there, and it's really good. It's a fun one.
Yeah, I always between each joke, I like to go B27, like it's a track that I've paid for. That is coming up in my own head.
That sounds
so
great.
So I'm the jukebox. Mm-hmm. And
I immediately thought bingo when you said
B27. Yeah, I shouldn't have said B27. I should have said H27 or something.
Yeah, H, definitely.
Because then it's bing ho!
Bing oh!
Bing
oh! Hubbingo.
It's a thinker.
Or hubbingo, if you...
Yeah, it's like if you put an H in bingo, the worst place to put it, B-I-N-H-G-O.
Bingo.
B-I-N-H-G-O.
Guys,
do you have the rights to that?
Just so you know, right now we're...
All music is cleared. That was why it took so long for Karen and I to come out with a podcast. We had to pay for all music.
We paid $50,000 to use Bingo Was His Name on it was worth it.
We paid... Oh, the Beatles library, really.
That's going to pay off. It's going to pay off
eventually.
When we do it.
Those kids are going to make it.
When we drive Michelle Balloon to the airport and we can fade out with Michelle Mabel. Amazing.
Michelle Mabelloon.
We are right now at Sentinella in La Tierra. I feel like there's people who like to follow this podcast as we drive.
Oh, I understand.
We came down Highland. People don't really care about this
like
part.
No, we like to do traffic
down Highland. It dropped me off onto La Brea, Lower La Brea.
Oh yeah.
Then we took that all the way out, crossed over on Stalker.
Yeah.
La Tierra. I'm not sure.
And Karen, can I just say right now, you're driving very well. As someone that almost died in a Honda Fit, you've made me feel comfortable this whole time.
Oh, good. Because I have hit the brakes hard a couple times, and I really apologize.
I'm real comfortable back here.
Yeah. You're okay?
I'm great.
He's taken three or four naps.
I've been awake.
The whole time.
I can't see you, Mike. That's not how a car works.
I understand.
What if it was one of those circle cars?
Oh, the kind that rotates in the middle?
Yeah, like the people have, you know, on Silicon Valley, they're having meetings on that bike.
Oh, yeah.
Do you love Silicon Valley, Mike?
I'm a little behind, but I've watched like three or four episodes, I think three, and I love it, and I love those guys.
I'm real happy
for them.
So funny.
I have one of my friends from Boston who's writing on that show.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool.
Turbovsky.
He's doing a great job.
Good
it's
work, Rob.
So funny,
good,
Rob.
Good yes. job, Rob Turbovsky.
Everyone is
good
so
job,
funny.
Good job, Rob Turbov. do you name your episode? What do you do with that?
I don't know. Messing up Rob Turbotsky's name just made us all tickled.
We really pulled one over on the old Turbots.
Rob Turbot.
Love it.
It's okay, Rob.
Terrific.
Wonderful.
And
Whoa, sorry.
Oh, there we go.
That was one of the famous break-ins.
I am going to have to hit the brakes at certain points.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
try to be light about it.
Imagine if you didn't.
I mean,
what a trip that would be.
That would be amazing.
Green lights, no cars.
Come on.
Yeah. My song is over.
So tell us about this next gig you're doing.
Where I'm going?
Yeah.
I'm going to Boston to...
Boston.
Perform on the BU, the Boston University Alumni Graduation Weekend Show.
Ooh.
That Greg Fitzsimmons does every year.
Oh, wow.
I am a Boston University alum, and he is also.
Wow.
Can I also tell you, in between now and then...
Yes.
In fact, I don't know if it's right now or if it's in an hour from now, but on Thursday, May 15th, I don't know, I hope you don't mind that I'm date stamping what you're doing.
That's all right.
It's fine.
As of this recording, Thursday, May 15th is when my new special comes out on Netflix.
Hey, Yay! Congratulations.
That's great.
And then Tuesday, it'll be on iTunes.
What's it called?
It's called Small Dork and Handsome.
I like that. Thank you. So it's just, you're the small. It's
I am
small, comma dork,
comma
and handsome. That's how I thought. Yeah, that's
Those
how
are,
most yeah. people thought it was.
Yep, just verifying and validating.
Yeah, you know what? I'll waste a little time to clarify.
Let's just make sure. I mean, let's not.
It's a podcast.
Be
There's
unsure.
No punctuation.
That's right.
Definitely given.
No. Yeah. Was I confused, or do you also have a comedy album that has come out recently?
I had an album come out in 2000. What year is this? This is 2013?
This is 14.
We're 14 now.
No, I do that too.
I don't know.
No one's going to make fun of you unless they haven't written a check in a while, because we all do it. Don't attack Mike right now.
Don't you dare.
In your heads for thinking that's
don't
2013.
You dare.
In June.
It was a stupid mistake,
yes,
but he's
of course
a smart person. He's a smart man.
Oh, thanks for defending me. I didn't even realize I had made one.
It was a really stupid mistake.
Oh,
but he's a very smart man.
Wait,
it's a little give and take.
People that
it's a tickle punch.
You
I'm giving
you
a little punch.
Hey,
that punch tickles.
Well, by the first time I heard people having sex, I looked at my dad and I'm like, "What is that?" He said, "Just a little poke and tickle."
Yeah. I'm pleased as the punch. You just
Why
gave
were you together? That's terrible.
We were in a hotel room as the neighbors. It was Vegas. Everyone was doing it. Circus, baby. Circus, baby. Telly Savalas. So right now we're on Sepulveda.
Yeah.
Sepulveda.
Is it?
Is that where we're Sepulveda bees? I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it. I broke. I couldn't do it.
I liked it. That was a good one.
But yeah, Chris, I want to answer your question.
Yes.
I did put out an album in 2013 called Meat Robot.
Yes.
On Comedy Central Records.
Oh, yes.
That's the one I'm already familiar. I guess
June of last year. This is new, different thing.
Yes,
I thought the new
good.
Thing was an album, but it's your new special.
It is also an album. That's what happens now. It's on Netflix, and then it's also on iTunes and all downloadable.
Is it self-produced?
New Wave. Produced it.
New cool. Wave.
New Wave is doing a lot of great specials these days.
They've been doing a lot of stuff with comedy since their music has kind of gone out of style.
They
had a really popular music in the 80s.
Yes, I know.
Bands like Flock of Seagulls really took off. But
we're not talking about comedy anymore.
No.
New Wave music.
My mistake.
You know what we're...
I don't understand what's happening. I thought we were talking about one thing, but it seems like we're talking about a different thing.
Keyboard driven.
I don't get when
Poppy.
Kneeboard.
I only speak linearly. I only know one and then two.
ABC. Keyboard driven. She said keyboard.
1, 2, 3.
Easy as
1, 2, 3.
Oh, I got you.
Here we go.
You know what? Jackson 5 really wasn't considered new wave.
1, 2, 3, 5. I don't know actually what new wave is, so I had to do what I could.
Oh, really? That's
just play along.
He's quite young.
Are you being totally serious?
I don't know what new wave. I know that's a thing.
Like 80s new wave music.
I wasn't really listening to music in the 80s.
Your Depeche Mode. What were you doing? Swimming around and some
being a one-digit age person.
Oh man!
Here's what I listened to in the 80s.
My kid.
My friends listened to Bon Jovi Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
I almost said Gone with the Roses. Guns.
Frankly, I don't give a damn if you did. Scarlet.
Damn it. Got it.
Oh man.
Fives, everybody.
So I didn't really listen to music until 1991 when I got my first Discman, or maybe 90. Walkman and Discman, 91.
Let me guess what your first album was.
Go ahead.
91, it had to be Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
A fine guess, not correct.
Can I guess?
Yes, please.
Was it a Belle Biv DeVoe joint?
Also a fine guess.
Tevin Campbell.
I don't know. I know that name, but not at all. No, bad guess.
Was it... And there's fine like, young cannibals.
Nope.
Candlebox.
I bought five Candleboxes.
Silver Chair.
Also close. There are like four or five albums that you have to
Nirvana.
Choose from. Nirvana is one of the first ones I got.
Okay. Oh, good. That's good.
Pearl Jam 10.
No, but I do like that. I got it recently.
Yeah.
We're on Delta, by the way.
Oh, Delta. Good, good. We are approaching LAX, passing the Crown
Will they figure
Plaza.
It out? Will they make the guess properly? Will I tell them? Tune in right now. Keep listening.
Keep listening. Don't tune out, there. Basically, is what we're saying.
What if it was a Bonnie Raitt Greatest Hits album? That'd be amazing.
You know what song I love? Lover's Will, I think. Do you know that song?
By Bonnie Raitt?
Yeah, I think it's Bonnie Raitt. I could be making it up, but it's on a soundtrack called Playing by Heart.
Oh, sing a little bit.
Wow.
My voice is gone. I can't do it.
Come
but,
on.
His voice is gone. You know how it is.
Lovers will do. I'll do almost anything for the thrill that only love can bring.
Aww. How do I not?
If love is a healer,
yes.
Who the first ones
ill?
Lovers will.
They will.
Lovers will. Might not be Bonnie Raitt.
I'm starting to think I don't know a lot of Bonnie Raitt's catalog.
Give us something to talk about.
I'm not.
Oh, there we go.
I love it.
I heard.
There we. It's did you amazing. Hear that next to us? God, you Ford Focus. That's a fun thing. About Mike, while you're back there, feel free to yell at other cars.
Oh, got it. Budget. I want that car to move. I'm like, budge it.
Budge well, that car.
Yeah, budget.
He said that because it was a budget rental car shuttle van.
Avis.
A visual joke. That okay, here we go.
Very
we are
nice.
And you're departing, are we right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Karen, come on.
You do that every time. You should do that every time.
Well,
it's so great.
The only thing we do every time is mention Macklemore.
And Taco Bell.
And Taco Bell, proud sponsor. We passed it this time because there wasn't Taco Bell near where we were picking you up. So
Macaless's, Macklemore.
Hopefully they don't drop us because, frankly, they've been paying the bills and it's not with a caulking gun full of guac.
A guacking gun.
It's with the other. Yeah,
they must call it that. Why would they not call it that?
It's like you're a word tailor. You just come in and pull the two things together and
like
sew
it.
Them up how
a
they're
tailor.
Supposed to be. I do too.
Never thought about it like that.
Think about it like that sometimes.
Will do. Passed by a place the other day that was a store that was called So LA, SEWLA.
Oh, wow.
Loved it. This place is So LA.
So LA.
Oh, I like that.
Taylor and then there's just a bunch of actresses with eating disorders trying to sew stuff so that they don't eat things.
Yeah.
And it is so LA.
I had the name for a salon, and I'm having trouble remembering it, so I probably shouldn't have mentioned it. But I do. Oh.
Chris, it's okay.
Wordplay one?
Oh, and mention your airline again.
Delta.
Okay, we're trying to get them as a sponsor. I'm glad you're flying with them.
Do you know Zach Sherwin? You know, my friend.
Sure.
Yeah.
He has a song, an old song called Wu-Tang Clones, where I don't have time to get into all of it, but he mentioned some pun hair places, like Air Force One, main attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was, I remember
curl
now.
Curl up and die.
Okay. We will die for you, yeah.
We will die.
And they dye your hair.
Right.
But you at the end, curl up and dye took the wind out of my sails.
Apologies.
Well, I know you didn't do it on purpose.
I didn't mean it. So, guys, do you want to hear the albums I bought?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Number one, With a Bullet. With the many bullets. Cypress Hill, Black Sunday.
Oh, goddamn right.
Number two, Aerosmith. Do you want to hear the fake... a Cypress Hill song that Zach and I made up?
Yeah,
yes.
I would like to hear
Mexican
it.
Gangster, you're gonna thank me when you don't thank me. When we gank and shank ya.
Mexican gangster.
I can't do all the voices right now, but that's the idea.
Do you want to hear my Latin-themed spoof of Give Me the Night?
Yes.
Okay. There's helicopters in the air and Puerto Ricans everywhere, so give me the knife.
Ooh.
Do you like that? Is that offensive?
Mark Cohen used to do that song. Did you steal that from Mark Cohen?
It is, of course, Mark Cohen's song. Don't you guys know his catalog?
Also, Counting Crows, August and Everything After, Soundgarden, Super Unknown, and that might be it.
And what else? Cohen also goes, I think he was the first to do I'll be sitting on the cock because I'm gay. I think
love it.
He took other people have taken credit, but I heard him do that a long time ago.
Why did anyone take credit?
Because people like
ever since Louis C.K., Chris Rock, and Seinfeld said it was a great joke, people have been coming out of the woodwork.
They're
it's funny, that one's mine.
I think Henry Phillips told Louis C.K. that that song. That's Henry remembers telling him. Well, now we're at the.
It's 10:28. My flight's at 11:30.
Oh my God! You're gonna
make it. 2 more minutes.
You're gonna make it.
You're totally gonna make it.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks so much
for
driving me.
It was good to see you, buddy.
Follow Mike Kaplan on Twitter at MYQKAPLAN. What else? And then your specials?
If you put that name anywhere, like .com or Facebook or YouTube, the podcast Hang Out With Me is at keithandthegirl.com/hang. And yeah, the special, all my other albums are under my own name. I don't put it out anonymously like Banksy. Banksy dot nothing, you know?
He gets nothing.
So Small, Dork, and Handsome, out now in whatever form you take it in through your eyes and or ears.
I like that name.
Can't just do eyes. I guess you could put it on mute, but don't do that.
Dude, just stare at the cover. Like you're some loady.
You watch on Netflix with no sound.
Yeah. Oh,
That's how I like to do it with Wizard of Oz playing in the background.
Yes,
tripping out.
Put on a different album of mine.
Do you need help with your luggage?
Oh, I can get it out of the old trunk myself. I think.
Okay,
I appreciate it. Thank you guys
through.
So much.
I'm glad you're making
really
it. We'll see you when you come back.
It's a pleasure. I'm gonna leave this microphone.
Let's hang out when you're back. Yeah,
yes.
Don't steal that mic.
Sunday.
Cool.
Okay.
Bye.
Taking Back Sunday.
He'll be back Sunday. That's hilarious.
I miss him already.
I know.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Mike.
Enjoy your Delta flight. Well, that was fun.
That was great. I mean, talk about fast-paced.
I mean, that was... I like the rate at which he talks.
His brain goes a million miles an hour.
Right. And it's good for me. I feel like if I hung out with him, I would worry less about ultimately getting Alzheimer's.
Right, because you would just feel that Snaps is firing.
Yeah, he makes your rods and cones fire.
Right into your eyes?
Yeah, I guess rods and cones is specifically eye, but I know that stuff was firing, little explosions in my nerve endings.
You know what it does to me? Like, the way he does things so quickly, it just makes my brain start telling me how I can't do it that quickly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well...
It brings up, like, it... I just have to relax and go, like, just hang out and see what you think of, because there's
good.
A crazy part of my brain that's like, no, you can't keep up.
If we were all trying to do that, it would have been the most insane thing ever to try and listen to. Can you imagine an entire audience going, I can't keep up with these people. It's like they're in a padded room throwing a ball to one another, like as an exercise for crazy people.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, it was very fun. Very fun talking to Mike Kaplan.
It was a joy. It was fun for me to drive. I have
really?
To tell you, it was.
Oh, wow.
Because the last one I listened to was the Rob Delaney episode. I haven't gotten to listen to Baron Vaughn's yet because...
Nor have I. We have to.
We really have to do it. But I have a hard time listening to myself. And
that's
on the
right.
Rob Delaney episode...
I don't want to listen to my Muppet-like voice.
It's...
Hi, I have no gender, and my genitals are a felt patch.
But on Rob's episode, I felt like I was totally dominating the conversation, and as I listened to it, I was becoming more and more horrified and more wanted to, like, you know...
I don't recall you dominating.
Never speak again.
Yeah.
It's just that weird thing. It's like... It's very weird. It's like when I have a... I don't know. It's...
No.
Podcasts are very, like, they really expose you.
Yeah, they really do. And that's why, you know, we were going to do all video for a little while, and then it was hard to... A lot of things affect your ability to come up with the right thing and have normal conversations and be funny at the same time. Driving is one of them. Having cameras on you is one of them. Having, you know...
Waiting for people, like even just when we were waiting for him, we were both looking, then we weren't talking. You completely forget that you have to, like, how do radio DJs do it, really?
That was one thing my dad said. He commended us when he said, I don't know how you're driving. The whole time he was listening, he was realizing that I was driving, so he appreciated that. And I'm glad if he appreciates it, other people probably do.
Yes.
So you're welcome. I guess this is a little pat ourselves on the back session.
Well, you know, we can do a pat ourselves on the back. Why not? I mean, no one else is going
to
do
it. No one else is here to do it.
We're adults. No one's going to pat us on the back anymore.
Like, we're alone in a car. That's the main reason.
We could probably go to a drive-thru and they'd pat us on the back if really needed it.
For minimal fee.
But if you grab my legal pad, then we can do some shout-outs to listeners.
Let's do the shout-outs.
Who have been so supportive of us.
Where do you put your legal pad?
Well, I threw my purse behind this seat.
Okay, and the legal pad is in the purse?
It's in the purse, kind of pushed over onto the side.
Ironically, it's illegal to have a legal pad in a purse during a trial. It's just one of the rules at the beginning. Also, no snow globes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is when I go to trial tomorrow?
Yes, yeah. Yo, you, am I on trial here? No, you can't handle the truth. They were asking for it. I don't know what that was. That was like a mean person in a some sort of a rape throw.
Oh.
Okay. We get dark sometimes, I've heard, from
the first thing we have to remember to say, subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a nice review, or leave a review, I guess.
Yeah, but people like reviews. It helps things continue to exist.
Yes. So if you feel like it, we don't want you to be dishonest, of course.
Yeah, no. If you don't like what you've heard so far, give us the boot. Tell us we suck. And be mean about it.
Yeah. Definitely get personal.
Mean word. Yeah. Attack me personally. Do a little research. Get on Facebook. Say things about my family.
Find where his Achilles heel lies. What does he fear?
Find me out in public and slice my Achilles heel. Like that kid from Pet Sematary.
He wears armor that you could find a chink in.
Yeah. I always had trouble with that.
Word chink?
Yeah. Find a chink in the armor. Also, I don't like to renege on anything because I used to think that was entirely different.
Right.
Well, I was going to read and give shout-outs here to people who have already claimed to enjoy us.
And support us on Twitter?
Yeah, but I'm going to need a little light. I could do it in a well-lit intersection.
Or how about this?
Or we could go to 7-Eleven because they're one of our sponsors.
Okay.
Yeah, let's pull in here. Right, I could use
7-Eleven when you need somewhere to park and talk about stuff in the car. 7-Eleven.
Colon. We also have Slurpees. It'd probably be a comma.
Maybe it'd just be the next line down. Yeah.
You're right. You're right. It could just be the next sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you can help me with it. These are your notes, and so they're written in your.
Yes. Yeah, good point. It's
it's hard to read. This day and age, you know, since they don't teach cursive anymore, handwriting. Look, have you seen a kid's handwriting these days? It just looks like Helvetica.
Oh, it looks like something that Mike would hallucinate when he's on ayahuasca.
Cave scribbles.
So these actually, I should say that these are, I'm going to read them, and they're chronologically in reverse. So the names you hear first are the people that we've heard from most recently on Twitter, going all the way back down to, then I did some digging. And this is not it's not a full list. This has got to be so boring for anybody that didn't write to us.
No. It's something we're going to do. So if you got to tune out right now, we're gonna drop name drop here. And
this is fun name drop time. So we're just saying thank
shout
you.
Outs if
we're
you,
saying thank you to Nick KG, who is Swoldemort on Twitter.
At Swoldemort.
Swoldemort. And also
lifts
OJ.
Lifts a lot of weights. He's got a thick neck.
Yeah, he's a weightlifter.
He's a strong kid.
We want those people on our side. OJ Carrasco, who's Rattle and Howl, at Rattle and Howl on Twitter.
Has to be a baseball player with that name.
Or a murderer.
Yeah. I know his name from way back. He's been a fan of us guests on things.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
It's no small thing to have someone tell you they're your fan.
It's one big thing.
It's a person-sized thing. Yeah. It's very exciting. Lloyd Dobler 89, who is very supportive of all my arts, and was very excited that we were doing this podcast.
I like Lloyd Dobler.
Yeah.
It's a good year, 89, also.
Our friend Dustin Martin.
Dustin Martin, great guy.
Great guy. Loves it. I'll do these faster. Estoy Merchandise, which are the guys that make the t-shirts. It's one guy.
Screen printed.
Making t-shirts for the Walking the Room guys, and they also made all the t-shirts of Bridgetown this year. They're awesome looking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, heat transfer, I think.
At Estoy Merchandise, you can take a look at those shirts because they're really good.
It's a great logo.
Now we'll do these fast. Tony Bleach, AC Bleach, At Susie Ruse, at Sarah Weddle, at Xena CCC, at Valerie Curley, at Evans Brad, that's Brad Evans, who actually, he sent a whole brand new tweet for our most recent episode as if it was his show.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was like he did it before you and I did.
I didn't even know we had an episode come out, and he put it out and attached the image, the art I made for it.
Yeah, he did the whole thing. It's people like this.
Yeah, he's great.
People like this. And people like Laura Witkowski, mm-hmm. And at Brock's wife, who is someone named Christy Willis, mm-hmm. and Woodles, which is one of my favorite Twitter
That's
handles
adorable.
Of all time.
Makes me think of that Snuggles bear on a pile of clean laundry.
Woodles! My old boss, Nick Bernstein.
Oh, who, he was a good man to work for.
Good man. Hope to work with him again soon. Our friend Joe Wagner, Brother Wags on Twitter.
We know him personally. He's
been hilarious. Just at Just for Jokes, at Ass Face Robot, who you've got to love. Ass
I like
face robot.
Ass Face Robot is the best thing to call someone who's a jerk who doesn't have a lot of personality. But this guy's great.
This is different. at Comedy Groupie, at Andrew Hess, who I've actually known on Twitter.
At Comedy Bureau.
Oh, yes. Jake over at Comedy Bureau.
Yeah.
And,
very helpful.
So that's our shout out corner.
Yeah, I like that.
Should
I'm glad
we make
you did that.
A name for that? Shout out corner is terrible.
Shouting in the corner?
Corner screams.
Padded room corner screams.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That'll be that section.
It's therapeutic.
And then the other idea I had was just, we had some people tell us when we asked questions on the podcast, they answered us on Twitter, which I love.
Yeah, the bamboo shoots. I knew that you could eat them.
Yeah, and I didn't believe you, and I needed the truth to be different.
They're delicious. I had them the other day.
I think I was thinking of...
No, sometimes it will be a bamboo, like a hard, I don't know, I do know what you're talking about, though. It's like a fibrous flavor thing.
Yes.
Ginger, I think. It's like a...
Yeah, but even then I know that you can eat ginger. I don't know what I was thinking, but anyway, 100% wrong. And thank you both, our friend Andrew Solomson, who we know from comedy, mm-hmm. and a guy named John Rivett, both wrote to us and said, yes, you can eat bamboo shoots.
Yeah, so I was right and you
Chris
were wrong.
Chris was right, so you have 1 point, you have the one up on me right now.
Whenever we're doing pillow, screaming to a pillow corner, that's
we keep
what it's
a score.
Called, screaming to the pillow. And now coming up is screaming to the pillow. I'm winning points-wise.
Yeah, well, just by one, though.
You know what, Karen?
What?
We are just 70 paces from a Sizzler restaurant. I know that's one of your favorites.
Are you serious? You want to go to that Sizzler?
And I know it's. I was going to blame you. I kind of do.
But we're by the airport.
I'm hungry. I want to eat at a Sizzler by the airport.
For real?
Yeah, they have a whole menu bar with like tacos, and there's a sneeze guard, and so you know it's clean.
Can I just tell you, the last time I was at a Sizzler, it was a Sizzler on Highland. I don't even think it's there anymore. And it was one of the most depressing things I've ever experienced.
I don't go there for the atmosphere. I don't make eye contact. I just get the ladle and I grab some pudding that has a stripe of ranch across the top. And I enjoy my evening. If you ever eat the pudding at the salad bar at Sizzler, do know that there will be ranch drizzled across the top.
You'll be like, this pudding is spicy. Is this Mexican chocolate?
You're resistant at first, yeah.
And you're like, no.
No.
No, that's
is
Catalina
this mole?
Dressing.
Is this mole? No. It's Catalina dressing.
It's Catalina.
On top of Jell-O pudding.
It's it's a dressing you'd never have anyway.
Who? I'd like to know if people want to call in. We don't have that capability yet.
No, not yet.
We're going to try. We're trying to get a sponsorship from Nextel. They still make car phones.
Do 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 dee do.
Boo do do dee do. Do you still eat pudding or Jell-O? When's the last time? Has anyone in the last decade purposefully eaten Jell-O or pudding?
Yes. Can I just say this? When I bet you a lot of ladies will respond as a dieter and a dieting type of person. In my dieting phases, they have sugar-free Jell-O, or like it's like 1 calorie.
So sometimes you need to get a sweet fix.
Yeah, and in the most pathetic way.
Right.
You need a sweet fix, but you also want to remember what grammar school cafeterias were like.
Yeah.
You also want to know what it's like to be in the hospital. I'm driving away from the Sizzler.
Really?
I just don't.
By the way, are you mispronouncing toward? Because I want some jiggly Jell-O.
It's 11 o'clock.
All right.
It's 11 o'clock at night.
I know it's nighttime. All right, let's wrap this up then.
11 o'clock airport sizzler. It's like you're saying, can I please be stabbed right now? with a dull butter knife.
I'm into new experiences. Maybe I want to get stabbed.
All right, we'll take a
look. Take me to the bus stop.
We will.
Daddy's got to get stuck. All right, I've been Chris Fairbanks.
I've been Karen Kilgariff.
Thank you for listening to Do You Need a Ride?
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.